Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, April 26, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. A second anti-conversion law surfaces in Sri Lanka. Another hand reaches out to lead kids to Christ. And there's more discovered about the murders of missionaries in Guyana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sri Lanka tops today's news. There are two anti-conversion laws in Parliament awaiting a vote this week. The bills are being pushed forward by militant Buddhists. They're afraid that foreign religions will try to dominate the island. Glenn Penner is with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
If passed into law, either one of these anti-conversion laws would have the effect of really institutionalizing persecution, in the sense that anyone who would lead a Hindu or a Buddhist to Christ could very much end up in prison and be fined a tremendous amount of money. It's meant to have a dampening effect on evangelistic efforts.
Penner says the impact of these laws could be devastating on all sides.
Even such things as handing out relief aid, such as what's been going on with the tsunami. I mean, among Buddhists and Hindu religious leaders, sometimes they say, well, that's just a way of doing conversion. You can't even do a good work, because you'd be afraid that somehow someone is going to misconstrue that as a way that you're trying to buy somebody into the kingdom of God.
We turn next to a growing burden at Bible Pathway Ministries. According to Bible Pathway's Karen Hawkins, a third of the world's population's under 15. More than 65% of those who come to the Lord do so before they become adults. But in areas where AIDS has killed the adults, Hawkins says reaching the kids is challenging.
The children are not in conventional homes. So we're working with orphanage ministries throughout Africa and India to reach them. We send the Bible teaching material of Bible Pathway, and we send the Bibles for the people to instruct the children.
Hawkins says their part in ministry brings hope to the kids.
The important thing is helping people know God as their creator, that he has a purpose for their lives, even though they're in pretty desperate circumstances. It's not an accident that they're here, and God wants to know them and wants them to know him.
You're listening to Mission Network News. More information is now available about the murders of Richard and Charlene Hicks, missionaries with Wycliffe Bible Translators in Guyana. Family members tell Mission Network News that two drunken cowboys lured Charlene out to the gate of their home where she was killed. They then murdered Richard before robbing and burning down the house. The suspects bragged about it just before they fled into Brazil. Co-translators are pressing on with the Wapishana translation work, which they pray will point many to Christ. Meanwhile, a new partnership between Prison Fellowship and Purpose Driven Ministries will give hope to prisoners and their children. The partnership will introduce Purpose Driven Ministries' Celebrate Recovery Addiction Recovery Program in prisons throughout the United States. It will also encourage 20,000 Purpose Driven churches to participate in Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree Program. Many are praying the partnership will change hearts and lives through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And many Christians seem to have forgotten about the spiritual needs in Europe. Greater Europe Mission hasn't, and that's why they're planning a short-term missions trip in September. GEM's Bill Bennett says while many believe people in Europe are very religious, Bennett doesn't agree.
If we're talking about people who know Jesus, who have a personal relationship with Jesus, Europe-wide, that's less than 1%. And people are just blown away that that's the case.
Bennett says this Reformation Trail tour in Germany will be the tool needed to motivate Christians for outreach in Europe.
We want to see people have a firsthand experience so they can come back and talk to their friends about the need in Europe. We understand that once a person sees the desperate need over there, they really want to get involved.
The trip begins September 7th. Go to our website to get more information. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.